Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Erev in Daf Ayin Ches. On Amar Aleph, the Gemara has a discussion, in the middle of the discussion, how we could use ladders to create a Pesach, to create a way to have an opening between two Chatzeres that have a Kesel or a Mechitza in between them. So the Gemara says, Habet a Sulam Zakov. I have a Sulam that's standing up directly against a wall. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Sulam Zakov Memayit. A Sulam that is zakov, it's standing straight up, is memayit, meaning it brings down the height of the wall, it's less than 10 tfachim, and now there's a Pesach here, and we could combine the two chatzeres. The Gemara says, Gemara, it's a Kabbalah v'lo yadana, my time, I don't know what the reason is. Why if the sulam, if the ladder is standing straight up, could it be used as a Pesach? It's pretty inaccessible, it's very hard to climb a ladder that is directly up against the wall. Amar Shmuel, Valoyada Abba Taima the Hamilsa. Abba Rav didn't know the reason for this halacha. However, Midi Dahava Itztaba al Gabi Itztaba. It's the same thing like the halacha of an Itztaba al Gabi Itztaba that we looked in yesterday's daf. Rashi says, Shehin Mechuvanais, they're directly one on top of the other. V'amran La'el the Mematin. And the Gemara earlier says that they are Memayit. So Taisus in the Brahmaschil, Omer Shmuel Loyada, Taisus says that Shmuel himself had to have been saying this reason only according to Shitas Rav. Alib b'de Rav ka'amar. Shmuel must be explaining Rav Shita. Avol Shmuel gufei, but Shmuel himself, Savar, holds the Sulam Zakov Einem Memayit. That a ladder that's standing directly up against the wall is not Memayit. To haba inon Sulam Yudalir. Because Shmuel himself said earlier on today's daf, on Ayin Chesam and Aleph, a little bit further up, that I have to have a ladder that's 14 tfachim tall, so when it leans on that angle against a wall that's 10 tfachim high, it will meet the top of the wall directly. So Shmuel can't be the one that says that a Sulam Zakov is going to work. That's what Taisa says. So the question is that Shmuel brought a Gemara earlier, Adaf Ayin Zayin. Itztaba al Gabi Itztaba works. And that is the reason why Rav says that a Sulam Zakov is going to be Mamayit on the Kaisel. So, true, Taisus says that Shmuel holds that a Sulam Zakov doesn't work, but why is it different than an Itztava al-Gabi Itztava? So, the Sfasem says that an Itztava must be something which is easier to use, easier to climb on, to get up over the wall, easier than a ladder. And since the Gemara says that part of the Cheshbon of what we use to determine whether or not there's a Pesach on the wall is how easy it is to get or use this object to get over the wall. So in Itztaba we could say, Itztaba Gabi Itztaba, there we say that it can be considered a Pesach. However, even though it's Zakov, Mashenken a Sulam, a ladder which is Zakov, there Shmuel is going to hold that it doesn't work. The Ritva says that Shmuel holds that the Sugya of Itztaba Naf Ayin Zayin and the Sugya over here, where Rav is saying that a Sulam Zakov works, is talking about using the top of the wall. Using the top of the wall doesn't have to be that easy to get to the top of the wall. The point just is, whose rishos is that? Is it considered part of my rishos or part of the person on the other side of the wall's rishos? So whoever has an easier way of getting there, that's the one whose rishos it's considered. Masha'en Kane, Shmuel, that says that a Sulam Zakov doesn't work, that means it doesn't work in order to say there's an opening in this mechitza, to say that these chatzeres are looked at like one, that we can make an eruv together. The truth is, this chilek between using the top of the wall, in other words, having a way to get to the top of the wall, and having a way to get to the other side of the wall, that having a way to get to the top of the wall doesn't have to be as easy as getting to the other side of the wall, this chilek I saw in the Rishonim already on Daf Ayin Zayin on the base who come to answer Shitas Rashi. What did Rashi say over there that Tosfos asked when other Rishonim asked very strongly on in the Sugya of Itztava? Rashi says that the Sugya of Itztava is talking about you have to have one thing, that the Itztava is four tefachim wide. However, it doesn't have to be that it's also four tefachim coming out 4x4 in order to be used as a Pesach. And Taisviz asks, he doesn't understand. On today's daf, on Daf Ayin Ches, we learned that a Sulam has to reach the top of the wall. Why isn't Itztava different? Why doesn't an itztava have to reach the top of the wall? And Tosfos says, the only difference is, you know why? Because itztava is dalet al dalet. And it's easier to scale the wall than a sulam. A sulam is just the rung of a ladder. And there, if you're using a ladder, you have to get to the top of the wall. However, the Rishonim say that according to Rashi, the difference is, the sugya that itztava is talking about, not getting over the wall in order to make that these two chatzeres are one. Rather, I want to get to the top of the wall, and we're trying to decide who the top of the wall belongs to. Whose reshus is it considered? There, all you have to have is that the itztava is dalid and doesn't have to reach the top of the wall. When we're having the discussion about a sulam zakuf, here the sulam has to reach the top of the wall. Because here we're discussing combining the two chatzeres to see them as one. And there I have to have that it's easier to get not only to the top of the wall, but to get over the wall. And once I get over the wall, we could consider it as a Pesach, and it's considered one Rishus, that they could be Ma'ariv together. Have a wonderful day.